Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings have six wins, and you guys have six good questions. Let's get to work. The first one comes from David. Will Teddy be okay for next week? Well, Coach Zimmer had his press conference on Monday and said Teddy has passed his first concussion test of the week, so hopefully he'll continue to improve this week and be good to go for Sunday. Gary in St. Cloud has the next question. Do the Vikings have a top five defense, in your opinion? Well, it depends how you measure it. Do you measure it in yards? If so, the Vikings rank seventh in the NFL. Do you measure it as points against? If so, the Vikings are tied for second with Seattle in the NFL. No matter how you measure it, one thing is for certain. The Vikings defense is on fire of late, and they are leading the way in a lot of these Vikings victories. Mike Zimmer's group is playing well right now. Josh has the next question. Can we start referring to Linval Joseph as the 2014 sofa steal of free agency? Well, I challenge you to go back to last year's free agency and find a better signing. It'd be tough to do. Linval is making a ton of plays for the Vikings defense right now. Sometimes it shows up in the stat sheet. Sometimes he's opening up opportunities for others. I don't know if he was the steal of free agency or not, but I do know he's a Pro Bowler. So go to Vikings.com and vote him in. He deserves it. Ryan with the next question. I've been very impressed with the defense in the second half of games. What do you credit for the improvement throughout the game? Well, I think you have to credit both coaches and players. You credit coaches because they're observing the game as it goes along and they're constantly making adjustments, especially once the guys go into the locker room at halftime. But you also have to give credit to the players because they're the ones who are executing out on the field. Mike Zimmer and this coaching staff very much in sync with the players right now, and it's showing on the field. The next question comes from Jamie in Indiana. Any idea if Anthony Barr is going to be out for any length of time? Once again, Coach Zimmer in his Monday press conference did not express concern about Barr's injury. He hurt his hand in the game against St. Louis. Hopefully, he's good to go for the Raiders. He's a key part of what the Vikings do defensively because he can do so many things. He can rush the passer, he can drop in coverage, and he's stout against the run. The last question comes from Ralphie. What is the game plan heading into Sunday against the Raiders? Well, I don't know what it's going to be. That's up to the coaches. But two things I think the Vikings need to do. One, on defense, continue to be good against the wide receiver screens. The Vikings have done a great job of that against two teams who love to do it in the last 2 weeks, the Bears and the Rams. Well, the Raiders love to do it with Amari Cooper, so the Vikings have to continue to do well there. Offensively, Vikings must contain a couple of very good pass rushers that the Raiders have, both at outside linebacker, Aldon Smith and Khalil Mack. A big job for the Vikings offensive tackles, running backs, and tight ends this week, but I think they'll be up for it. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. Remember, it's a 3:05 p.m. Central Time kickoff time for the Vikings at Oakland this Sunday. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for great content all week long.